So Doppler radar took a while before it actually matured and got to recognize as a valuable tool and then budgeted for and fielded. Pretty long transition.
Pretty long transition. I mean, in 1971, we were first starting to do our first things with Doppler radar. Of course, if you remember, in 71, computers were pretty archaic, and we didn't have a whole lot of processing capability. In fact, on the original ones, we didn't even have color displays or any, real type of good displays of the Doppler information. They developed a special display here at NSSL for looking at the various what we called moments, but it was reflectivity, velocity, and spectrum width, and it could show them all in one character on a display at a given range gate and azimuth, and it actually was the first, one of the first ways of looking at this Doppler velocity information. Then over time, we got to color displays where we displayed data coming inbound in one color and data going out in another, and that could see by the color differences, we could see these rotations and differences in the wind field. But yeah, it took from 71 to almost 81 to even get a program started. That's 10 years. And then from the time we started the program till the time the radars were implemented in the field, that took until about 1993. So, they started implementing them in 1988, but then finished that up in 1993 or 94. So, yeah, took a long time, and we find that in the radar development business that even the dual pole research, dual polarization is looking at both vertical and horizontally polarized waves. Weather radars that we work with today are only horizontally polarized. They send out a wave in the atmosphere that's along the horizontal and receive it back that way. And we found that theory said that you could probably use both polarizations and figure out something about the size of raindrops and various information. Well, that research started back in the late, well, kind of the early 70s, but we really didn't have a system to collect that data until about 1988, when we started collecting real data on dual pole. And dual pole's just now starting to go into the field. It'll be fielded in 2009. So here's another very long transition from the time we started recognizing a potential to the time that we actually are going to have it fielded. But, 2011, we'll probably have it fielded on all the radars out there.